You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Welcome to ENN, brought to you... Wait, hold on. Welcome to ENN.
Ray Rowe.
Brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some!
Yeah! I'd like to start off tonight's ENN by saying good evening to Michael.
You stupid idiot!
And good evening to Michael.
Pickles!
And to Michael.
But you should be ashamed of yourself, Pickles.
I am not.
Soak yourself in brine.
Brine.
And to Michael and myself.
57 seconds.
You hack. What do you think of that collaboration there, Michael?
I love it.
I mean, that was really nice how we found each other.
You 57 know, seconds.
You hack.
Perfect. We worked together great.
Give me stupid idiot again, too. That's strong.
You stupid idiot?
He. By the way, he tweeted earlier in the show.
To a Pickles?
Oh, really? He learned how?
And he said... that he will retort tomorrow. He says it's too busy of a day with the draft and the Knicks and everything. So.
Oh, well, is he part of the war room for the Giants and the Jets? It's too busy for him?
No, meaning that we he didn't want to clog up the show with his nonsense.
He's already clogged up the show with his nonsense.
My client will have his day in court tomorrow.
Can't wait.
Wasn't exactly a Bart Scott can't wait, but it was a can't wait.
Really can't wait.
Yeah, it was like the opposite. If they'd asked Bart after the game, and the Jets were now heading to the AFC Championship, and they said, you're going to the AFC Championship, and yeah, can't wait.
Can't wait!
If Bart Scott was Sleepy Tom Bobos.
Can't wait!
Bart's can't wait when you hear it like out of context now. It sounds crazy. One more time.
Can't wait!
Oh, no, that's the commercial can't wait.
Yeah, that's not the
That's not the real can't wait.
It would have never gone anywhere if that was the actual can't wait.
What if it was this? Yeah, can't wait.
That was right up there with his interesting.
Yeah, can you imagine Michael gets interviewed? If Michael was an athlete, here are the things Michael would do if he was a high-level athlete. Number one, throw his teammates under the bus every opportunity he gets.
But probably, anonymously.
He'd be the quarterback, Don, who when they go, hey, Michael, tough day out there. What happened? Well, listen, harder to complete passes when your line can't block, and even harder to complete passes when your receivers can't catch. So, next, here's the real Bart Scott can't wait. Thank you.
Can't wait.
That's it.
Oh, it's beautiful. Are you kidding me? God, what shape? Michael, I saw you admiring the shape that Bart Scott is in right now.
Well, he also said something nice to me. I couldn't believe it.
What'd he say?
He said, are you lifting? You look tremendous. And I said, no, you do. I said, tell me what you do.
You know what? That only Don, hear me out. This only proves one thing.
Yeah.
That even when people are rich, famous, successful, and don't need anything, they still think kissing up to Michael's going to do something.
My line to Bart would be, you realize Michael can't do anything.
That's what I mean.
So you think that it's just unfathomable that you guys don't think I look okay?
You look fine. No. It does not look like you're jacked. You look good. You look fit. But I wouldn't say you look muscular.
No.
He said I look terrific.
Now, there's an important question, a very telling question. Has Bart told you, Don, since the kickboxing, that you look great?
The last time I was in the studio with them was a few days before our encounter with him. What was that, yesterday?
Yeah. Yep.
He said, did you lose weight?
See?
But what was the original comment he made to you? Because now we're all over the place. What did he say to you?
He said, You're jacked. He said, are you lifting?
You're not. No, that's...
It was so
that's not the way
yesterday.
You would describe Michael. Well, listen, he looks fit and he looks great, but would you...
Terrific.
Does he look jacked?
No.
But then I asked, I said, well, I even said, you could ask him. I said, well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, well,
I said, but I'd like to get jacked. I said, tell me how to do it.
No, I appreciate
it. Because he is jacked.
Yeah, and part Scott is a...
Yeah. Now, how old is he? 40 what? Did we... 42?
He's 58.
Wow, but he'll be 53 on Saturday.
You guys are simpatico today. You know who was at the Ranger game the other night?
18,000 people, I heard.
Well, and one of the 18,000 people was Carl Banks.
Well, I love Carl.
Now, that's a guy that looks good, and he's like 60.
Carl.
He looks like he could play. He was with Justin Tuck. He was with Justin Tuck. I wanted to
61.
Like, my eyes
Tuck looks great, too. Now, granted, Tuck's young, of course.
Well, Tuck's probably the same age as Bart.
Justin Tuck is 41.
Wow. He's young.
Bart Scott is, in case you're wondering, 43.
Hmm. Well, I know what he said about being 44, right?
What's that?
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
Can't wait.
I think Carl could wait for 62, though.
I'll tell you what, though. Carl looks great, and I don't want to get in his pocket, but that guy's got... He's rich. Carl Banks has been...
No, I'm just guessing that Carl and Justin, they didn't pay for those tickets.
No.
I wanted to bring this up the other day. We never got a chance. Steve A. Smith is part of the media, right? How does he get a front row, celebrity row seat at Madison Square Garden? That's a Taylor Swift seat.
I can't say it.
Wait, what were you going to say?
Think about your career, Don.
He's media, Jace.
Yeah, no, he is. He's super. She's superstar.
I mean that as like a compliment. Like he's beyond just like your typical analyst. He's a star.
Although I don't know if they would give him the celebro seat on principle. He might have been there with just like a famous rich friend. Also,
well, I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody. But famous or rich next to him.
But they didn't introduce him on the Jumbotron.
That I don't know.
I don't think they would do that.
But the Garden is so random. I mean, there are some people, some celebrities who are not the world's biggest celebrities who literally just have a permanent package with them. They go to every single game. They make no matter what. I mean, presidents, dignitaries, the Queen, all could be looking for a seat. And Steve Schrippa and Action Bronson, they're there. They're front row. You got to get squeeze in next to Bronson.
List? You know who else is on that list?
Who?
And I mean, he was a huge star. I don't think he is. Matthew Modine.
Modine is still on that list?
Every time he wants to be there, he and his wife are there. I remember them being there when I worked the pre and post game for the Knicks. That was when he was in his prime. He's still there.
Modine, I don't even remember what he's from.
Full Metal Jacket, 1987.
And what about after that? He was an Oppenheimer, I see.
He was also in the HBO vehicle. What was the AIDS movie from like 93?
I think that was the name of it. It was catchy.
Well, Nuck, don't be that way.
he's in a lot of stuff from back in the day. But yeah,
did I ever tell you my Matthew Modine story?
Let's hear it.
So we're doing our typical remote without Michael. Okay. It's me and Joey, and we're at Great Adventure.
And it's been confirmed Stephen A.'s friend did have those seats.
Yeah,
I figured
that makes sense.
Well, who's the friend?
I don't know. I can't tell
you. Well, who told you that?
Don't worry about it. Don't you worry
about
it.
So we stay till they close the park at the end of the show. And walking by as we're saying goodbye is Matthew Modine.
Okay.
So I stop and get a picture. They were closing the park. He was going to go on all the rides by himself and his family.
Wow, for Matthew Modine.
Yeah, and this is probably what, like 2004.
Well, he still gets to the Garden whenever he wants.
They were shutting down the park for Matthew Modine. Yeah. In 2004. Unbelievable.
In 2004. You know, he's a big guy. You know, he's that all the Ranger guy. I don't know if he goes to Knicks. Is Liam Neeson?
Well, I mean, he's still a huge star.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I don't know. Like a lot of like Steve Schirripa goes to both the Knicks and the Rangers. Although I think he's more of a Knick fan. And Ben Stiller, I never see him at any Ranger games. There are a few that I think that maybe are a fan of more one than the other. And I think Liam might be more of a a Ranger fan, but he's at a lot of the games.
Don't you want to meet the person who gets to play God, who sits there,
it's a great question.
When you also have everybody set at Celebrity Row, right? And then all of a sudden, Howard Stern calls, who gets eliminated?
I got to tell you. You know what I mean? I think Peter will agree. And I don't mean to insult anybody. I'm not going to mention any names. But I would say, at least at Ranger games, I'm probably working at least a 50 percentile that if I was the person making the decision, I'd say no. You sometimes mean they show guys, I'm like, really?
Well, listen, we have a going joke on this show. If you were on more than three episodes of Orange is the New Black, you're getting seen.
I'm hearing a lot of that. I've never seen the show.
And if you worked in Satriales on The Sopranos, you were.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I am hearing from sources that Stephen A. Smith may have been sitting with Mark Shapiro.
But, okay, Mark Shapiro is a very powerful person. He's not at ESPN anymore.
No, but he just probably had front row seats.
Well, Mark, I'd like to go to a game.
Are you friends with him?
God. You just don't stop, dude.
Are you represented by WME?
No, but I could quickly change that.
So you think that Mark Shapiro is taking people because they say, I'd like to go?
He's probably inviting these people. I don't know, Mark.
Yeah, I don't.
This isn't grown up too, Michael. You just can't throw yourself into the arms of people.
Can I tell you something, Don, without upsetting you? Mm. Everything's grown ups too.
That's the name of Michael's 23rd book.
It shouldn't be, because then he's the first person to complain about a schnur, and you're one of the biggest ones.
Oh no, he's. By the way, should we talk some sports for a second? I don't know if you guys
do what you want. It's ENN.
I don't
not
know.
Televised.
I don't know if everyone's aware of all the things happening today on our air. It's going to be tremendous. First of all, Knicks fans, don't miss MSG Network's coverage of Game 3 tonight between the Knicks and the Sixers, with pregame starting at 7. Tip-off with the Hall of Fame duo of Mike Breen and Walt Clyde Frazier at 7:30. MSG Networks is your local home for all first-round Knicks coverage. And no matter how good that read was, they're never giving me front-row seats. But you should watch tonight on MSG. You can also listen on our air right here. And Don, get this. That's not all. You can head over to 1050 and hear the Islander game tonight.
There you go. So we've got it all covered is what you're saying.
How about this, though? You go, I want to take in the NFL draft. Well, don't worry. You do that on the ESPN New York app. It's that easy. Now, speaking of the aforementioned NFL draft, Adam Schefter will tell you who the player to watch in the draft tonight is.
I think the team to watch that'll be open to moving back at the top of the first round would be Jim Harbaugh's Chargers. And wouldn't it be ironic if Jim Harbaugh traded the pick that turned out to be J.J. McCarthy to another team where Jim Harbaugh dictated his future? The Chargers are at 5. They're open for business. They're open to moving back. And a lot of people believe that if they move back, or even if they stay at 5, they're inclined to take an offensive lineman.
All right, so we reversed it. That is Schefter's team to watch, the Chargers. Here he is with his player to watch.
Now, the big player to watch here is J.J. McCarthy, because, again, he could go as early as number 3 to the New England Patriots. He could go 6 to the New York Giants. He could go 5 to the Chargers, to a team that trades up. He could fall back there, but somewhere between picks 3 and 11, the fast riser in this draft, J.J. McCarthy, is expected to go.
Interessante. You guys think anything wacky will happen at the top? And I guess the first possibility would be if my commies decided to shake things up and not go Jaden Daniels at 2.
I believe everything is going to stay chalk and the Giants take McCarthy at 6. That's my prediction.
You're no fun.
Well, you don't think we'd have a great show tomorrow if that's the case?
Listen, if they canceled the draft today, we'd have a great show.
Yeah, Ken. Well,
that would be big news if they canceled the draft.
We have a great show no matter what.
But particularly right now.
But my point is that I think that would be people would be very opinionated. about that if the Giants took J.J. McCarthy. And I'm not saying that it would be like universally panned. I think it would be a very, very interesting. So Chalk, I think, still would be interesting. You don't think?
Yeah, the Chalk would definitely be broken down for sure. Why'd they do it? And we have a lot of stuff to talk about.
But I mean, now, Michael, what's your plan? I've told you guys mine. I will watch the draft for, you know, half hour. We'll get through pick number two. I'll see some highlights of who my new quarterback's going to be. And then I will be flipping over to MSG to take in Mike Breen and Clyde Frazier's call of the Knicks Sixers. Where are you going?
Well, I've got a very complicated thing that I have to solve.
All
right,
okay,
so right after this show,
yeah,
I'm driving to see the last five innings of Charlie's Little League game.
Midge.
Then I get back, and I'm going to Yankee Stadium with my luggage because I'm going with the team to Milwaukee. So I've got to find a place where there's a TV so then I could use my other screens for the other stuff. And I could watch the Knicks on the TV and follow the draft maybe on
my
iPad.
You're flying with the team?
Yeah.
What time?
Well, we don't know how long the game is, Peter. So
no,
generally
speaking, if they play a game, you've done this before.
We're supposed to be getting in about 2:30 in the morning.
So my guess is that the plan would then be to be leaving around midnight.
Taking off, yeah.
Right.
Wheels up, they call it.
Wheels up. But it's private, Don. I don't know the private life. I don't know the private life.
That's what we're telling.
So it's wheels up.
Yes.
But I will consume it all. I just don't know how at this point.
Where do they fly from?
I can't tell you that stuff. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, give
the tail
number.
Wing number, too.
Oh, yeah, just
jerk.
Hold on. It's that you think I can't find out what airport they fly out of?
You can't. First of all, I would probably be fired if I ever gave off that information. Why are you asking me?
Well, because I'm trying to figure out what options.
I can't even tell you where the Yankees stay.
Oh, I'm trying to figure out what options you might have, you nozzle.
Well, I tried to do a commercial flight, so I didn't have to sit there in a game I'm not doing.
But what,
I would rather watch it at home with my family.
Yes.
But there was no flight out to Milwaukee.
Wait a minute. What does it matter what airport?
I'm on the flight with
the
Yankees.
You think he's walking through the terminal? Like, gentlemen, the bus is basically going to scrape up against the plane.
Oh, right, because he's going
they're
from
gonna
the...
Get, yeah, come on. Yeah, what are you doing here, Peter?
Yeah, but listen, guys, again, I don't know the... I've never experienced this feeling.
I've got the same deal. Marco's got a game that started at 5:30, so I'm hoping to catch the last couple of innings of the game.
We're in the same boat.
But I'm going to come home, and I'll probably watch the draft. Because for me, the draft is more interesting than the first quarter of the game. Now, I'm going to be following what the Knicks are doing, but I think because the Giants are taking six and there's all the potential of them trading up, I think I'm on the draft until the Jets pick, and then I'll flip over to the Knicks on the TV while following what's happening with the Knicks on the TV, on the computer.
That's so much to think about today. Speaking of the aforementioned New York
Islanders, too, are going to be a part of the process as well.
I'm going to use that app that we keep talking about.
Oh, the ESPN New York app.
Yeah.
Don't have to pay for it.
And also, I heard that Carlin is hosting the draft. So
that's right.
That makes it even better.
But why am I finding this out 3 minutes before the show's over?
You didn't know? Well, maybe because you weren't part of the pregame meeting.
It's Carlin, Canty, many greats and near greats.
But why would it take the day of? We could have had them on, the two of them.
I think we know more than them.
All right, so guys, a little bit of controversy today after...
Not like Mel Kiper.
After the University of Villanova decided to put out a post supporting their Wildcats wearing blue...
I think
blue.
It's Villanova University.
It is. Who cares?
Obviously, people of Villanova.
Well, no, you don't go there, and you just made that up. They may not care at all. They may like saying the University of Villanova, and you just had to be that guy. Because you know what? You are
Villanova
guy.
College.
Yeah, I didn't say college. Right, Don, as long as I didn't go college, it's fine. Either way, they put up a post supporting their Wildcats wearing blue and orange, and people in Philly got their panties in a
They're morons.
Like it.
They're absolute morons.
Josh Hart had some things to say about Philly fans who were mad at the Villanova post.
Why not? Yeah, I'm like, that's stupid, bro. Like Philly, yeah, Villanova in our blood, bro. What you mean? Like, that's a bond that... goes deeper than where, you know, you're from or who you're rooting for or whatever. Like, we have a bond there that goes beyond basketball, that goes beyond any of that stuff. So for Philly fans to be mad about that, I think that's idiotic. That's who we are. We're a family. We play for the ones that come before us there, and that's how it is there. So I don't care about it. I think it's idiotic that, you know, Philly fans are mad about that, because whether they like it or not, you know, Villanova's in our blood.
I'm sorry.
No, you said, you know, stupid. So you're telling me that the Temple fans are also rooting for Villanova when their team's gone? They're from Philly, too. They probably despise Villanova.
Did you hear the story about Josh Hart? Like, when he was at Villanova, he was supposedly a nozzle. DiVincenzo swung a weight at him and tried to, you know, smash him in the head. He said something really nasty to DiVincenzo. And DiVincenzo said, if you say that again, I'm going to hit you in the head with this. And he said, oh, really? And he said it again. And then Jalen Brunson said, this was on his podcast, I can't even tell you what it was. It was so bad. He deserved to be hit in the head with the weight.
Oh, my God. And then it changed Josh Hart and became a great guy?
Who knows if he's a great guy? He's a great player.
I love Josh Hart. I hope he's a great guy. Here's Jalen Brunson on the kerfuffle with Villanova social media post.
I don't know what to say to that. In their eyes, we're not a Philly school. But when we win, apparently we're a Philly school, so...
Good exactly. Answer. Hard to keep track. Guys, congratulations to Daryl Green, the Commanders retiring the legendary number 28, maybe the greatest corner of all time, in my humble opinion.
He was in the suite with us, Michael.
That's right. Yes, that'll do it for ENN, brought to you by Security Dodge Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Truck Month.
Enjoy everything that's going on tonight. Kenny Albert will join us tomorrow to preview the Rangers and the Capitals. It's going to be unbelievable. Enjoy the games. We'll talk about them tomorrow at 3. See ya.
Friends, go see Dr. Jay Shah. He's a double board certified pain specialist. Don't let your neck, back, joint, or nerve pain slow you down from doing all the things that you love. It is time to reclaim your active lifestyle. Call our friend Dr. Jay Shah today at Samwell Pain. Dr. Jay Shah treats joint, neck, back, sciatica, nerve pain. Dr. Shah is also a migraine and headache specialist. Procedures involve no cuts, scars, incisions, or downtime. Call Dr. Jay Shah to take a non-surgical approach with precise image-guided procedures without pain medications. Enjoy life pain-free. Same day and next day appointments available. Go to SamWellPain.com. Put an end to your pain and suffering today. Why wait any longer? Make your appointment with Dr. Jay Shah. Go to SamWellPain.com. Regain your active lifestyle and enjoy all of your favorite activities pain-free. Samwell Pain now has 3 convenient locations in Woodbridge, Livingston, and a brand new office in Englewood to serve Bergen County. Visit SamWellPain.com. You will wish you met Dr. Shah sooner. Most major insurance are accepted.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.